BBC Radio Wales. Your team for Welsh sport.
The Dragons' position remains the same, really. That is that we would continue to want to work with the WRU to keep Toby at the Dragons playing in Wales as provided for within the Rugby Services Agreement. So no change with us, really. If I can share a few facts, you know, so that I can add balance, I suppose. It is the case that the National Dual Contract was made available to Toby. He didn't sign it for whatever reason. And indeed, the regions were very keen for the deadline to be enforced so that the NDCs at large could be progressed and the associated funding released. So no qualms with that. But obviously, the announcement will force us to consider how this now plays out.
Have you spoken with Talupa himself or either with the Welsh Rugby Union or with Warren Gatland since?
Yeah, not since the announcement this afternoon, no. This is all happening very quickly, but as I said earlier, in the sort of mediation type role that I've been taking on, trying to resolve this difficult issue, I've spent time speaking to both parties.
From what we understand from reports or rumours, whatever they may be, he has been linked with some clubs in England, the Aviva Premiership, and including Bath. Will you do your best? Will you aim to keep him at the region after his contract comes to an end?
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a year left, and the initial considerations are, of course, about securing an NDC on the basis of existing contract, no more, no less. And then the wider provisions of the RSA deal with, you know, keeping our best players in Wales, which we all want to see. There's a lot of rumour flying around. We've had no approach directly from any club interested in taking Toby. So our position there remains the same. And in light of today's announcement, obviously there'll be further discussions internally.
BBC Radio Wales, your team for Welsh sport.